My name is Homero Cerón, and I was born in Monterrey, Mexico, 65 years ago. I've been in Tucson a long time. I arrived in Tucson in late August of 1979. The idea was to go to school, but I found opportunity, and I went with the flow. And over time, things kind of snowballed, and even though I tried to leave, I never did, and I'm happy that I never did. So I, you know, raised two sons and had a very rewarding life over the years in Tucson, Arizona. One that would come to me would be when I was in college, the 4 years of college, I sang with the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus. So I had a chance to be in the choir. You know, if large chorus with 150, 200 people, and we did major choral works, Mahler's symphonies, Brahms' Requiem, things like that. And so it just happened that during my last year of school in Milwaukee, we sang a Resurrection Symphony, Mahler's, which is the second. And so because I was leaving, that was the end of my my 4 years of college, and I was at a somewhat insecure spot because I didn't know where I was going to go or if I was going to go on to grad school. And so I remember that we sang that in months of April and May of 1979, and just the music and the memory and the uncertainty of what my future may hold. So Resurrection Symphony holds a very dear spot in my mind. What I remember is sitting in the hall at the end of the last performance, because I knew that I wasn't going to sing it again, and I remember staying in my spot up on the riser. And just thinking, looking at the hall, looking at the balconies, looking at the boxes, saying, well, we'll see what the future holds for me. Another musical experience just happened to me. It just happened to me last weekend because the symphony here had a Christmas family concert. During my years in Tucson, I've done many Christmas shows, family or oriented. But I never experienced one like the one the symphony did this last time. In the past, they've brought up mariachi groups from the schools and from the high schools in town. Different, they do great stuff and this and that. But this one, what had to do with Las Posadas, so the Spanish and Mexican tradition of this time of the year when you recreate the Joseph and Mary asking for lodging, and they are denied. But finally, somebody takes him in. So nobody takes him in because they had to do it in a little stable. So I remember all those things when I was a kid, 6, 7, 8 years old. We used to do it where I grew up, the neighborhood. We would do those things. So those Christmas carols that are very Catholic-oriented, not necessarily just Christmassy, but Catholic-oriented, that have to do with faith. I never heard him at the hall in my 40 years that I played at the symphony until last Saturday. So they brought in the whole thing with the different Christmas carols. It brought me all those memories. I was teary-eyed during the beginning of the show. So that's another meaningful thing that has to do with my childhood. And the fact that I don't play with the orchestra anymore, So it kind of, that made a difference in my life, Yeah, there's certain tunes, and it doesn't have to do with, it doesn't have to be serious music or classical music or, back when I was 15 years old, I spent the summer up in Madison, Wisconsin. And my older brother was the one, he's almost 6 years older than me. He would drive the car, so we had the pop station of the times, I was 15, he was 21. And all those tunes from 1972, like Carol King and Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, and all that stuff, When I hear those things, it takes me back to Madison in summer of 1972. You know, it's just all of a sudden I'm transported, and I think of my brother and the little car that we used to drive back then. Yeah. When I was 12, 13, I was very active playing drums in this rock band and pop music and like all of the American influence in Mexico, that Tammy and the Shandells or whatever. All those things, I hear those tunes every once in a while, and all of a sudden I'm in Mexico in 1969, 1970. And in my case, because I've done so much orchestral music and other genre besides the pop thing, I keep being hit by influenced by all of these sounds, different things, different tunes, different. As a child, there was at the school, because I went to Catholic school, and I sing in the boys' chorus, and I was pretty serious. I mean, I was a soloist when I was in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, so I was pretty serious. So sacred music played an influence on me. At my house, at the house, every once in a while, my parents would play like the War Horses, like the Beethoven overtures, a little bit of Mozart, a lot of popular music of Latin America from the 40s when my parents were dating, things like that. Later on, when I was in high school, when I started getting serious about music, I had this idea that, I've been wasting all this time. I've been wasting all, not really experiencing the right thing. So, when I was 16, I was in high school, I just found this teacher that other people were taking lessons from. And so he immediately exposed me to all this Bartok and Luciano Berio and Karlheinz Stockhausen and things like that. So my older brother is almost 6 years older, and my older sister, who's the oldest in the family, she's 8 years older. So in 1966, I was 9, and she was 17. Okay, that's kind of like a peak of the girls in the high school, that whole thing. So she was listening to a lot of stuff, American music by Sergio Mendes. When Sergio Mendes came to the United States, that whole thing, that whole Herb Alpert, Burt Bacharach, all those years of all that style of music, that also influenced me. Because when I used to look up to my sister a lot when I was a kid, when I was 5, she was whatever, 12 or 13, and she was very serious about the piano. So she was practicing long hours every day. And I remember listening to her and watching her. She said, why would she spend so much time trying to do that, So that also influenced me. Her playing of the piano and the popular music, American influence popular music that she listened to when she was at that age in high school. And I was such a young boy, And some of the stuff that, experiences that we have, sometimes we don't even, they are thrown at us without really us asking for them. And we don't appreciate them at the time. And many years later, you see the value of listening to that music or learning the music or doing certain things,